The federal NDP party has named its critic portfolios as Parliament kicked off this week. Each of the 7 MPs will have a few roles in the new Parliament. Though the NDP will not be receiving official party status this time around, interim leader Don Davies said that the party will still be working to serve Canadians. "We heard loud and clear from voters in every province and territory that life is too expensive and they want a strong economy in an independent Canada," Davies said. In this Parliament, the NDP caucus will work hard to strategically use the balance of power we hold to push the government to deliver real results for working people. BC has the most NDP MPs of any province or territory, with 3 of the 7 coming from the province. There is 1 megapixel from Alberta, 1 from Manitoba, 1 from Nunavut, the territory only elects 1 megapixel, and 1 from Quebec. Davies, Vancouver, Kingsway, will be the critic of finance, industry and jobs and intergovernmental affairs. Gord Johns from Courtenay, Alberni will be taking on the critic role for health, including mental health and addictions, small business, tourism and rural development, fisheries and oceans, defense and veterans affairs. Jenny Kwan, Vancouver East, takes on the critic role for housing, immigration and citizenship, infrastructure, public safety and national security and Pacific economic development. MP Heather McPherson, Edmonton Strathcona, takes on the critic role for foreign affairs and international development, international trade, seniors, heritage, arts, culture and sport, and agriculture. Leah Gazin, Winnipeg Centre, becomes the critic of women and gender equity, children, families and social development, people with disabilities, post-secondary education, skills and training and Prairies economic development. Lori Idelout, Nunavut, takes on the critic role for Arctic sovereignty and security, natural resources, Indigenous affairs, justice and Northern and Atlantic economic development. Alexander Boulris, Rosemont, La Petite Patrie, takes on the critic role for environment and climate change, labor, transport, official languages as well as Quebec and Ontario economic development. Boulris will also be House Leader. Parliament started with a throne speech delivered by King Charles III on May 27. The speech was part of the royal family's visit to Canada, opened the first session of the 45th Parliament, while outlining the government's agenda.